back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, Colorado State Supreme Court tried to ban Donald Trump, tried to disqualify him from the ballot on grounds of insurrection, even though he was neither charged nor convicted. The Supreme Court is going to take a look at it. We were told yesterday, February 8th, oral arguments. We bring in my friend Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst and New York Times bestselling author. His latest book is The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. Greg, Happy New Year, first of all.
And you too, Larry. Thank you.
So run through what you're thinking about the Colorado disqualification going to the Supremes. How's this going to work?
Well, you know, I wrote this book on the Constitution, and the timing couldn't have been better because this is a full frontal assault on the Constitution by Colorado, by Maine. It's an attack on our democratic principles. It is nothing short of election interference, ballot rigging, disenfranchising voters, depriving them of the opportunity to choose who they want to vote for, which is in the Constitution. All of this is happening because Democrats read the polls and they know that Joe Biden is immensely unpopular, and they're so terrified, Larry, that he's going to lose to Donald Trump that they're willing to win by hook or by crook. And to do that, they have bastardized the meaning of the 14th Amendment. It doesn't apply to the position of president. That's quite clear. Second of all, they're depriving Trump of the right to due process guaranteed by that very amendment because he hasn't been charged or tried or convicted of insurrection. Why? Because it wasn't an insurrection, principally. And second of all, he didn't incite it. The evidence doesn't support that. And finally, you know, the 14th Amendment is not self-executing. It's not executed by the states. Read Section 5. It says that Congress has the power to enforce it, which it did when it codified insurrection as a criminal offense, which, again, Trump hasn't been charged with.
But, Greg, yesterday Joe Biden gave a speech saying he was going to protect democracy.
You know, he opened his election campaign adopting the predictable trope that Trump is a threat to democracy. You know, Larry, that's the same canard that Joe peddled when he stood before the ominous blood-red backdrop, you know, and predicted that America would die unless he was its permanent dear leader. You know, and so yesterday he did it at Valley Forge, which insults the memory of the men led by George Washington at the birthplace of the American Army during the Revolutionary War. And he had the audacity, Biden, to liken himself to George Washington, which is laughable. A serial plagiarist from Delaware thinks he's comparable to the great leader who famously crossed the Delaware. It shows how demented Joe Biden is.
And the other point, I don't know if this is ever going to reach legal status, but Joe Biden and the Democratic National Committee have canceled the Florida State Democratic primary, and they're keeping everybody off the ballot of the North Carolina Democratic primary. And they won't let this guy, Dean Phillips from Minnesota, congressman from Minnesota, they don't want him. They're trying to stop him from running in every single primary. I mean, you know, at a minimum, it's ironic. All right. At a maximum, it's just it's anti-democracy.
Yeah, it really is. And it's shameful. And to think that Joe Biden imagines he can get away with it is just ludicrous. I mean, look, the Supreme Court's going to take this case. Any first-year law student could easily decide it. There's no issue here. It's a no-brainer. It's a, you know, to use a basketball analogy, a slam dunk is like lowering the basket for LeBron James to 5 feet. You know, this should be a 9-0 easy decision. Frankly, They should just issue one sentence that says the Colorado Supreme Court is stupid, and we reverse. That's what they should do.
Interesting. Greg Jarrett, what next on the Trump indictment saga? What should we be looking for next, do you think?
Well, I think you've certainly got the immunity claim that's being litigated in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. I don't see Trump winning that one, quite frankly. And then you've got a flurry of different cases, one in Florida that's hobbled by the fact that they can't actually present evidence to the jurors who were not cleared for top secret confidential information. I don't know how they're going to remedy that one. And then, you know, you've got the case in New York, Alvin Bragg, which is ludicrous. Equally crazy is the case in Florida. But, you know, Trump's got to litigate these cases. And, you know, we'll just have to wait and see whether any of them actually affect the election itself or do just the opposite, simply reinforce support for Donald Trump because people view him as a victim of an administrative state that has weaponized their powers to try to interfere in an election.
Greg, if Trump's turned down on the immunity plea, that is the D.C. Court of Appeals, or do I have that wrong?
Yeah, it's the D.C. Circuit Court, the full court, and, you know, they are the intermediate court before you get to the U.S. Supreme Court on the issue of immunity. So, you know, we'll wait and see how this, you know, ends up. But that's not a winning argument, you know, unfortunately for Trump. But, you know, it doesn't negate the fact that Jack Smith is a guy who has brought these two federal cases against Trump for purely partisan political reasons. And he did it at the behest of Joe Biden, who, you know, leaked in a big-time story to the New York Times that he wanted Donald Trump prosecuted. So Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith to do it, and they appointed him because this is a guy who has an unsupportable record of being unprincipled and unscrupulous to manipulate the law to engineer wrongful convictions. He did it in the Governor Bob McDonald case. That's why they picked Jack Smith.
And just quickly, 40 seconds, if the D.C. court rules against Trump, does he take it to the Supremes?
Yeah, he absolutely would, but I'm not sure they'll even take the case. They may let the lower court decision stand.
Right.
So, you know, wait and see.
You betcha. Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst. Greg's latest book, The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. Happy New Year, Greg. Thank you.
Folks, a
quick break. On the other side, Senator Ron Johnson is going to weigh in on democracy, on the border, on politics. I'm Kudlow. Please stick around. We'll watch some more cooking.